This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Should Colorado provide people leaving the prison system with funds to get on their feet? CPR's Megan Verlee reports that's a question state lawmakers will consider later today.
Lawmakers are hearing a bill that would test out the idea of whether cash grants can help keep former inmates from getting in trouble again. The grants would pay up to $3,000 for living expenses, and people would have to enroll in workforce placement or job training to be eligible for them. Fiscal analysts estimate the two-year pilot program could cost the state around $22 million. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
We're still months away from the spring runoff season, but researchers and officials are raising alarms about the amount of water that could be available for the Colorado River Basin. Most of the water that supplies 40 million people across seven western states starts as snow in Colorado's mountains. And the snowpack is off to a slow start. In the upper part of the basin, some areas only reported 60% of average snowpack levels. The fall and early winter started even worse. In the lower basin, downstream of Colorado, as low as 35% of average snowpack in some regions. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Vail, more sun in the lower 40s. In Craig, decreasing clouds and also the lower 40s. It's 9:06.